Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday. I almost said Monday. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists out there, dental workers, dental assistants, everybody out there helping to keep the people's pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food and shoe workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my early morning, late night FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, UPS workers, UPS drivers, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. And of course, shout out to all my front and rear loading truck drivers and all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Per usual, even though it is the summertime, there's still a lot happening. We're going to get you ready for the Olympics, specifically the USA men's basketball team. We know who they're going to face in the group stage, and one of the opponents has an Atlanta Hawk on the roster. You may be able to guess who that is. We'll get to that in about 18 minutes from now. Also, we'll touch on Atlanta United a little bit as they get ready to take on Indy 11 in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Cup. And speaking of Team USA, one Atlanta United member has found himself on Team USA. We'll give you the info on that in 18 minutes as well, in a little over 18 minutes. And also, we will touch on some NFL headlines because one young star quarterback has a idea on how a potential 18-game schedule should be handled. We'll get to that in about 37 minutes from now. But we will start with, of course, our Atlanta Braves because they get themselves a big dub last night over the Arizona Diamondbacks out west, 5-4, the final score, as the Braves take down the Diamondbacks. It took some extra innings, though. They go 11, but the Braves get the dub 5-4 and get a nice little winning streak going. Three games in a row now for the Bravos, and hopefully they can keep it going tonight as they'll take on the Diamondbacks again. But sticking to last night's game, we got a little bit of a changeup later on in the day. Chris Sale was supposed to get the start for the Braves, and I'm a little confused about kind of what's happening right now, and I'll get into it here in a little bit. I think I know the answer, but I'm not quite 1,000% sure on it. But anywho, Chris Sale was supposed to get the start yesterday. He got pushed back supposedly to today. However, if you go to the preview on ESPN, it says Charlie Morton is going to start today. Now, that could simply be because they haven't updated it in the ESPN app yet, but in the recap that ESPN put out last night after the game ended, they had Chris Sale was going to start today and just got pushed back. Now, what I haven't done and what I will do now is I will check the official X page, Twitter page, whatever you want to call it, of the Atlanta Braves and see if they have said anything in particular about who is going to be starting tonight or not. I'm not sure if they have, but we shall see. So they didn't say anything particular about who is going to start tonight. The last thing they put out about roster moves was the fact that Bryce Elder, who we just mentioned, he got the start last night, that he was called up from AAA Gwinnett and he was going to start last night's game. And that also, we'll get to more of this guy in a second, but Eddie Rosario, he's back. He makes his comeback after, of course, the Washington Nationals released him, what, a week or so ago. The Braves picked him up, put him on the AAA roster. He got optioned up from AAA. They optioned left-handed reliever Dylan Lee and outfield Luke Williams to AAA Gwinnett to make room on the 40-man roster, and they designated outfielder J.P. Martinez for assignment. So that's all the roster maneuvering and shifting they did to make room for Bryce Elder and Eddie Rosario. But they didn't say anything about whether or not Chris Sale was going to, or if he's just going to skip a start for rest or whatever. So we'll see. We'll find out, I guess, maybe later on tonight, or later on, excuse me, today, when ESPN NBA updates, and maybe they'll just put Chris Sale there instead of Charlie Morton. Everybody's going to get pushed back a day because that's what it did say on the, again, the ESPN website on their recap of the Braves and Diamondbacks game last night. So we'll see. What I think happened is Bryce Elder obviously called up, made the start last night. I think Chris is going to get pushed back, and I think ESPN just didn't update the app. Chris Sale is going to start tonight, and then Charlie Morton, and obviously everybody else will get pushed back. So I think that's what happened, but we'll see. Stand by, and we'll let you know when we got it all the way figured out. But either way it goes, Braves get themselves a good win, and Bryce Elder was solid besides the sixth inning. He ran into some trouble in the sixth inning, but he goes five innings. He went into the sixth, but he didn't get out in the sixth, so that's why he's got five innings pitched. But five innings, four hits, three runs, all of them earned, two walks, one strikeout for Bryce. And look, if he can give you that, if we are indeed going back to a six-man rotation, which it seems to be now, if he can give you five, six innings with three earned runs or less, I'll take it. At this point, Bryce Elder, we know what he is. He's kind of moving into the category of an innings eater. That's just what he is, it seems like. Now, hopefully he gets resurgence. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, honestly. But he just seems like an innings eater at this point. And he did that. Again, five innings pitched, four hits, three runs, all of them earned. And look, happened until the sixth inning, so maybe you don't leave him out there for six. With the way he was going through five, he looked pretty good. And I don't blame Brian Snicker at all for putting him out there for the six, but you pulled when the offense was able to come back. So either way it goes, it was good. Bryce Elder was solid. He did just enough to help the Braves get the win. Grant Holmes, by the way, three innings pitched for him, three scoreless innings pitched, only gave up one walk in his three innings. Raisel Iglesias ends up getting the win. He goes two innings. He did give up a run. It was unearned, though. And then Joe Jimenez got the save yesterday, having an inning of scoreless work, only giving up one walk. He had a strikeout as well. So this game started late last night, late for all us early this morning. And maybe you stayed up to watch it. If you did, good for you. I had to definitely catch the highlights. And for all my other people out there that had to catch the highlights, maybe you didn't catch the highlights, let's relive what happened in this game a little bit. So to kick things off, Austin Riley going up against the young Venezuelan pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Yalber Diaz. He was making his major league debut. And you would hope that the Braves could maybe tee off on him a little bit more than they did, but they did get to him early in the first inning. Austin Riley hits a solo shot 430 feet to center field, and the Braves go up 1-0. Then we'll fast forward all the way to the bottom of the sixth inning, because that's when things started to get interesting again, because there was no scoring up until that point. The Diamondbacks finally get to Bryce Elder. They put three runs up on the board. Now, Grant Holmes did inherit a lot of trouble, and the two of those three runs scored while Grant Holmes was on the mound, but they were still accounted for by Bryce Elder because they were already obviously on base by the time Grant Holmes came in. So Grant Holmes did come into a tough situation. Anywho, Diamondbacks go up 3-1 going into the seventh inning. Then we fast forward to the top of the ninth inning. Marcell Ozuna leading off, he flies out. Adam Duvall up next, he flied out to shortstop. But then Eddie, clutch old Eddie Rosario, we all remember him. He's back. He singles to right. He gets to second base. But it doesn't matter where he got, because after Eddie Rosario singles, Sean Murphy does this.
In the air, right center field. That thing's going to go, and we are tied. Sean Murphy with a mash to even things at three with two outs in the top of the ninth.
Sean Murphy with a 431-foot blast to right center field. Eddie Rosario obviously scores as well. The two-run home run to tie it up with two outs in the top of the ninth. Sean Murphy coming up clutch. So we have to go to the bottom of the ninth. Raisel Iglesias, clean bottom of the ninth inning. So we go to extras. In extra innings, in the first extra inning, the 10th inning, Braves and Diamondbacks go back and forth. Ozzie Albies hits a sacrifice fly to right after Jarred Kelenic. He flies out to center to lead things off. Zach Short, who started off his second, he was able to advance to third. Then Ozzie Albies hits a sacrifice fly to right. Zach Short scores, puts the Braves up 4-3. Well, Raisel Iglesias comes out again in the 10th, and he gives up a sacrifice fly that allows the Diamondbacks to score. So things are tied up at 4. So now we go to the top of the 11th. Matt Olson reaches on an infield single. Austin Riley, by the way, starts at second. Matt Olson reaches on an infield single. Austin Riley gets to third. Then the Big Bear comes up with a big fly that doesn't leave the ballpark, but it does just enough to get the run that we need.
1-1 pitch. Marcell to center field. Stays up for Thomas. Riley coming home. The throw is late. Head first slide. Braves back in front.
And there you go. That would be the go-ahead run, and all the Braves would need to get the win. And just to close things out for you, here's how the final out sounded, courtesy of Bally Sports and our guy, Brandon Gaudin.
And one out away. Out to left field. White drifting back. He's got it! And the Braves win it! Come from behind fashion. 11 innings and the final 5-4 Atlanta. What a victory for the Bravos!
A good victory. Very good victory indeed for the Bravos. And all those calls, by the way, courtesy of Bally Sports and Brandon Gaudin. So again, Braves get the win 5-4 in comeback fashion. Sean Murphy with the clutch two-run home run with two outs in the top of the ninth. They were down to the last out. Sean Murphy comes up with the big fly and helps the Braves get the W. And like I said, three wins in a row now for the Braves. And look, with a team like the Diamondbacks who have been scuffling a little bit, they've been floating around 500 or a little bit below 500. By the way, the Diamondbacks actually haven't been above 500, I believe, since April 3rd, I believe it was. Yeah, they haven't been above 500 since April 3rd. So the Diamondbacks have been scuffling, and that's what you're supposed to do to a scuffling team. You're coming off a very nice series win against the Philadelphia Phillies, your rivals, Philadelphia Phillies. You're supposed to follow that up with a good performance and a win against a team you should beat in the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, the Diamondbacks have had some pitching injuries, but look, we're the last team that really gives a flip about injuries with all the injuries that we've had to our people. So, Braves get the nice win, and it was good to see. It was good to see them come up clutch. Good to see Austin Riley hit another home run in the top of the first as well. Hopefully, he can stay hot. He can keep the power going. And it was good to see Sean Murphy get something going too, because he's been struggling a little bit and he's been really trying to find his footing ever since he came back from that oblique injury that he suffered in the beginning part of the season. So good win, clutch win for the Braves, and they'll be back at it tonight in Arizona trying to take game two of this four-game set with the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch set again for 9:40. And again, it says Charlie Morton, but I think Chris Sale is actually going to be on the mound. It seems like he just got pushed back a day. So it should be Chris Sale versus Zach Gallen tonight as far as the pitching matchup goes. Again, first pitch set for 9:40. We got some other Braves news we got to get to, along with some other local headlines to deal with Atlanta United as well. So we are going to do a version of Around the A when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, everybody out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and time, missed the word there, safe and early fashion. Make sure, shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now too. All right. Real quick, have a quick update for you before we get to Around the A. So, shout out to my guy, Bo Morgan. We'll hear from him in a few minutes as we get you ready for the morning shift coming up here in just about, 37 minutes or so. Shout out to Bo Morgan. Shout out to Squid Billy because I came out after the break, and I told you I wasn't sure about, you know, who was actually supposed to be on the mound tonight for the Braves. Again, the ESPN recap said it was supposed to be Chris Sale, but the app hadn't updated yet, and it said Charlie Morton. So he let me know that it is, in fact, Chris Sale. And that Dave O'Brien, shout out Dave O'Brien, Braves beat writer for The Athletic, longtime Braves beat writer. He put it out on his X page that Chris Sale is just getting pushed back a day. So it is going to be Chris Sale on the mound tonight going up against Zach Gallen. So thank you, Squid Billy. Thank you, Dave O'Brien, for keeping your boy up to date, keeping in the loop. So it is going to be Chris Sale on the mound tonight. He's just getting pushed back a start. Everybody's getting just pushed back a start. So no worries there. But with that update now, we are ready to go Around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
Let's keep talking about our Atlanta Braves because not only do we have three Atlanta Braves in the All-Star game, one of those All-Stars is going to be in the home run derby as well. Marcell Ozuna, the big bear. You didn't expect a Chris Sale or Ronaldo Lopez to be in the home run derby, did you? It is going to be Marcell Ozuna competing in the home run derby. It was announced yesterday that the big bear is going to be trying to get a whole bunch of big flies during the home run derby. So look, now we all got a reason. I think most of us still enjoy the home run derby, right? Well, if you were like, I'm not sure if I'm going to watch the home run derby or not, now you really have a reason to watch the home run derby, because Marswo, as Mike Johnson likes to call him, is going to be in the home run derby. So the Braves DH is going to be competing with, who, by the way, Marcell, 23 homers, NL leading 72 RBIs. He's going to be competing with Kansas City Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., Philadelphia Phillies third baseman Alec Bohm, Baltimore Orioles Gunnar Henderson. He's also going to be competing with two-time winner of the Home Run Derby. Pete Alonso is going to be back, and other participants are going to be announced in the coming days as well. But Marcell Ozuna in the Home Run Derby. It's officially official. I do wonder, and you can tweet at me, at underscore Dylan Matthews, and let me know if you are any of y'all concerned about Marcell being in the Home Run Derby. Because, you know, there was that old adage, and I don't know if this is still a thing or not, but if the home run derby messes up a guy's swing, because obviously you're swinging a little different than you would regularly, your approach is obviously way different than it is a regular season game than it is in a... So are you worried at all about Marcell Ozuna being in the home run derby? Are you worried about if he's going to swing or anything like that? I'm not worried about it. I think Marcell is so locked in this year that it's not going to affect him. And we've seen Ronnie be in the home run derby before, and it hasn't affected him. So I don't think it's going to – I think it's anything to – I do wonder if you are worried at all. So you can let me know at underscore Dylan Matthews. But I do think it's going to be fun. I definitely cannot wait to watch Marcell compete in the home run derby. I think it's going to be a good time. And, again, I don't think it's going to mess with this swing at all. But we shall see, and we'll see how he fares in the home run derby. Hopefully he can have a nice run and hopefully win the whole thing. So we will – find out just what Marcell is able to do in the home run derby. Atlanta United, they take on Indy 11 tonight in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Cup. That's going to be at 7 p.m. That is the kickoff time at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. And you already know, we're going to have the game right here on 92.9 The Game, flagship station of your Five Stripes. Pre-game coverage, the Five Stripes are going to be starting at 6 p.m. with Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman. So make sure you tune in for that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And speaking of Atlanta United defender Caleb Wiley named to the United States Men's Olympic team. So that was announced yesterday. He's going to be in Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games. And that announcement came from U.S. Men's Soccer. The United States is going to play in Group A. Olympic host France on July 24th, New Zealand on July 27th, and Guinea on July 30th in the group stage. 2024 Paris Olympics will be the first time the United States has participated in the competition, by the way, since the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. So it'll be a great experience for Caleb, and it'll be good to have U.S. men's soccer back in the Olympics. Caleb Wiley, by the way, joins Ezekiel Barco as the second player to represent Atlanta United at the Olympics. The 19-year-old homegrown has two caps for the senior U.S. men's national team and made his debut on April 19, 2023 in the inaugural All-State Continental Clasico against Mexico. And he has made four appearances while he has with the U.S. under-23 squad, in addition to 10 appearances with the U-20s and 3 appearances with the U-17s. So Caleb Wiley has plenty of Olympic experiences with U-23s, U-20s, U-17s, but going to be up there with the big, big, big league club. And it is just a great thing for Caleb Wiley. It's going to be a great experience for him. And it's Atlanta United as well. Look, we just got a MLS record transfer fee for Thiago Almada. That's a great look for Atlanta United. You also now have Caleb Wiley representing Atlanta United and representing the country for U.S. men's soccer. So Atlanta United with some good looks. And look, as frustrating as the Atlanta United season has been thus far, Atlanta United is still a huge brand when you soccer. And I still think there is a plan in place to really build this team up. And you have guys like Caleb Williams, John De Silva, Saba Lobjanowski. Like, you still got guys you can build around once you get some of these other designated players that you have to go get now that you got a couple of spots open after Thiago Almada and Yorgos Yakimakis are now gone. So, great look for Caleb Wiley. And he signed, as a homegrown. If you don't remember, Wiley signed as a homegrown player on January 18th back in 2022 after joining the club's inaugural U12 team back in 2016. Wiley has made 84 appearances for Atlanta United across all competitions, recording 6 goals and 9 assists. So congratulations to Caleb Wiley. Going to be a part of the 2024 U.S. men's soccer team in the Paris Olympics. So that is great stuff there from Caleb Wiley. And sticking with Team USA, Team USA men's basketball now knows their group stage opponents for the 2024 Olympics. And one of the teams they're going to be facing has an Atlanta Hawk on the roster. So let's get to it. After Puerto Rico qualified for the Olympics on Sunday, Team USA's schedule at the Games is now confirmed. The United States will open up against Serbia on July 28th at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time, then face off against South Sudan on July 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Then they will finally conclude their group stage with a game against Puerto Rico on August 3rd at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time. So they're going to be looking at some tough competition to begin the tournament. Serbia, several NBA players on its roster, and they previously earned a silver medal during the 2016 Olympics. They got 3-time MVP Nikola Jokic on the team. They also have Miami Heat forward Nikola Jovic, not to be confused with Nikola Jokic, but Nikola Jovic on the from the Miami Heat. And also, they got Bogey, Atlanta Hawks guard Bogdan Bogdanovic, also on that Serbia team. So they got some good players on that Serbia team. South Sudan also has some NBA players, current and former NBA players, on their team. Phoenix Suns forward Bol Bol on the team. Hornets guard JT Thor on the team, as well as former Milwaukee Bucks center Thon Maker on the team as well. And as for Puerto Rico, they have New Orleans Pelicans point guard Jose Alvarado, Georgia Tech native. See how we all made this, put the local twist on everything. And so Jose Alvarado is going to be leading that Puerto Rico team. Alvarado finished with 23 points on Sunday, and they defeated Lithuania to earn a spot in this year's Olympic Games. So United States journey to Paris going to begin with training camp that has already really begun in Las Vegas, and they're going to have 5 exhibition matches to prepare for the Olympics. And the first showcase game will take place tomorrow against Canada. Tip off is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So again, I probably ain't going to be up for that, but you know, go Team USA, you know what I'm saying? So look, it's good stuff, and I'm going to be excited to watch Team USA basketball. Obviously, they got all the stars. I just saw Jason Tatum, who, by the way, cut his hair. He said, you know what? Summertime, too hot. Out there in Vegas, I got to cut the hair back down. So, you know, he did have the curly fro. He now just got he got the fade with the low cut. You can brush it. But anywho, you got Jason Tatum, you got LeBron, you got Joel Embiid, you have a whole bunch, Steph Curry. You got a whole bunch of NBA players, nothing but NBA players on a stacked Team USA roster. So while the competition will be stiff, you'd still expect Team USA with the roster they have assembled to win the gold medal. So that is a look at what is going on around the A. And again, Braves, Diamondbacks also getting it at it tonight with game 2 of their 4-game set First pitch set for 9:40, as we told you earlier. Zach Gallen, Chris Sale going to be on the mound for the respective clubs. And again, make sure you tune in to Atlanta United's quarterfinal Open U.S. Open Cup match against Indy 11 tonight. Again, pregame coverage starting at 6 p.m. with Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman holding it down on the Five Stripes countdown. And then shortly after 7 o'clock, 7:05, I believe, is official kickoff time with Mike Conti and Jason Longshore on the call. So there you have it. There is Around the A for you. And when we come back here on the Hometown Take 5 minutes from now, let's get into some NFL headlines. I do have a top 10 list for you that was put out by NFL scouts, executives, and coaches. It's top 10 running backs. Bijan is on the list. Where is he? I'll tell you next. Also, one young stud NFL quarterback has an idea for a potential 18-game schedule. We'll get to that as well. It's all coming up next. 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my, early morning, late night limo drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, early morning food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now. Got a couple of NFL stories for you. One dealing with our Atlanta Falcons. So ESPN, every year they put together a list. Well, this is the fifth year, I should say. So as of recently, they have done rankings where they survey league executive coaches and scouts to help them rank the top 10 players at 11 different positions, from quarterback to cornerback and all the positions in between. And again, like I said, this is the fifth edition they've done these rankings. The first set of rankings, top 10 rankings to come out at the running back position. So they put out their top 10 running backs in the NFL. Here is the list. Bijan is on this list. I'll let you start guessing where he is, but I'll go ahead and read that out. Number one, Bijan's not number one. However, he did get some votes for number one. I will say that. But he did not end up making the number one spot. At number one, Christian McCaffrey of the San Francisco 49ers. No doubt there. Does it all. But we heard Raheem Morris say it. We heard Bijan Robinson talk about Raheem Morris saying it. They do want to use Bijan Robinson as a Christian McCaffrey this season. So you feel good about that. So Christian McCaffrey at number one running back for the San Francisco 49ers. Number two, Breece Hall of the New York Jets. Very good young running back. Has had to deal with some injuries, but still very, very good running back. Number three, speaking of dealing with injuries, Nick Chubb has dealt with a lot of injuries, but he is still that dude. He comes in at number three, running back for the Cleveland Browns, Georgia boy as well. Number four, Saquon Barkley, now with the Philadelphia Eagles, signed with the Eagles this offseason, as we all have that well documented because the Eagles and the Falcons were intertwined in that tampering story, but I digress on that. Anywho, Saquon Barkley comes in at number four with the Philadelphia Eagles. And number five, a guy we might have forgot about a little bit, but Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts. He is still a really good running back. He has dealt with some injuries as well. Wasn't a part of a great team last year. But Jonathan Taylor on the Indianapolis Colts comes in at number five. At number six, if you had Bijan Robinson slated here, you were correct. He comes in at number six. To close out the list really quick before I get into what they had to say about Bijan. Bijan at number six. Obviously, our running back here for the Atlanta Falcons. At number seven, Josh Jacobs of the Green Bay Packers. Now, remember, he is no longer a Raider. He signed with the Packers this offseason. Jahmyr Gibbs, the second-year running back with the Detroit Lions. He had a nice season last year as well, helping the Detroit Lions get to the NFC Championship game. Derrick Henry, King Henry, down to number nine, but he's still really good. Older, but still really good. Now running back for the Baltimore Ravens. And at number 10, another young running back, Travis Etienne Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Honorable mentions were Aaron Jones, Kenneth Walker III, Isaiah Pacheco, James Cook, Alvin Kamara, Joe Mixon, and DeAndre Swift. These other guys I'm about to list off also receive votes. Kyren Williams, the Rams running back, James Conner, Cardinals running back, the Titans running back, Tony Pollard, Raheem Mostert, Miami, Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, Detroit Lions running back David Montgomery, New England Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson, and Washington Commanders running back Austin Eckler. So receive votes, but they did not make the list. But they did receive votes. So, as I told you, Bijan Robinson did receive some number one votes as the number one running back. Obviously, 22 years old. Here's what they had to say about Bijan. They said Robinson didn't quite validate, and this is from Jeremy Fowler, by the way, senior NFL reporter for ESPN. He says, quote, Robinson didn't quite validate the hype as a rookie. His 976 rushing yards in 2023, which tied for 15th in the league, fell short of projections for the number eight overall pick in a run-heavy offense, to be sure. Robinson's usage, despite his obvious ability to shake defenders, was curious at times. Robinson got more than 15 carries in 4 of 17 games. The production is not all him. He's the top five talent at the position right now. That is what an NFL personnel evaluator said. And how Bijan Robinson is not a top five like talent? I mean, he, of course, is a top five talent. Again, as the NFL personnel evaluator said, the production numbers definitely not all on Bijan Robinson. Arthur Smith, it seemed like, kind of eased him in to the NFL, kind of eased him into his role. And sometimes he would get a good amount of carries. Sometimes he wouldn't. Like it by Jeremy Fowler. His usage at time was curious. Like we as Falcons fans said it a bunch of times last season. Not using Bijan Robinson more. Why do we not just hand the ball off to Bijan Robinson more? So I definitely agree with that. So his year two expectations obviously now are pretty big, especially after hearing Raheem Morris said, we want to use him in a Christian McCaffrey role. Do everything we can to get him situations, and we're just going to do everything we can just to get him the ball, period. Robinson did lead the league last year with 5.2 yards per carry against boxes of seven or more defenders. His 35 explosive plays ranked third for a running back. So, again, it's not the fact that he wasn't out there making plays. He wasn't out there getting yardage. He wasn't out there scoring touchdowns, because he was making guys miss in a phone booth. He was running by guys. He was juking guys out of their shoes, breaking ankles, doing all that. It's just he wasn't getting the ball as much as he could have or should have. And, again, that's mostly on Arthur Smith. And that's part of the reason why he isn't here anymore. But Anywho, Bijan Robinson is definitely, in my opinion, a top five talent. I think you could honestly maybe put him over Jonathan Taylor right now, but it's close. I could see why you would make that argument. It's a good discussion. Here is a NFL offensive coach and what they had to say about Bijan Robinson. They said, quote, if he gets to the second or third level, he's incredibly hard to tackle. Deceptive speed once he gets loose. He reminds me of LeSean McCoy. Very elusive. Really hard to touch of again. That's an NFL offensive coach saying that. So high praise for Bijan Robinson there. And again, this first top 10 list, we're going to have all the positions ranked in the top 10 list. We'll see how many more Falcons crack these top 10 lists. Again, that ESPN surveying league executives, coaches, and scouts. We'll see how many more Atlanta Falcons make the list. But Bijan Robinson, top 10 running back right now in the NFL, and I definitely think that is true. Real quick, I do want to get to this sound from Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, because he was talking about how he would format an 18 NFL game schedule. Take a listen.
Do normal bye week schedule that it is now, like have it spread out, but then like week 13, do like the Pro Bowl break where you're doing like the 7-on-7 and all the skills challenges NBA does, because I think that would get more ratings for the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
And then it would also give everybody that bye week going into like the last six games. Yes. Guys that are injured that would be able to potentially come back, and you want your best players out there as a league. You want them in the last 6 weeks of the season. You want your best players on the field. So I think that would be a smart idea.
I don't necessarily disagree with him about the Pro Bowl being midseason, but nobody's going to do it. Like, no NFL player, no NFL coach, no NFL team, no NFL owner would want their guys competing in the Pro Bowl with a chance of getting injured midway through the season. Absolutely not. Again, I don't think Joe Burrow is wrong about it would help the ratings, but it's just not going to happen, especially with guys that are already banged up. Like, they're not going to want to even take a chance of potentially losing anybody else. So, look, I don't blame him for putting it out there. I don't think it's a bad idea. But it ain't going to happen. As simple as that. But I did think it was interesting to hear. You can always tweet at me your thoughts at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms. When we come back, we will wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of Hometown Tech and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Treble in for Mike Johnson all week long. We will see what they got coming up on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my, early morning, late night limo drivers out there, shout out to all my early morning, late night first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, early morning food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers, shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now. Got a couple of NFL stories for you, one dealing with our Atlanta Falcons. So, ESPN, every year they put together a list. Well, this is the fifth year, I should say. So as of recently, they have done rankings where they survey league executive coaches and scouts to help them rank the top 10 players at 11 different positions from quarterback to cornerback and all the positions in between. And again, like I said, this is the fifth edition they've done these rankings. The first set of rankings, top 10 rankings to come out at the running back position. So they put out their top 10 running backs in the NFL. Here is the list. Bijan is on this list. I'll let you start guessing where he is, but I'll go ahead and read that out. Number one, Bijan's not number one. However, he did get some votes for number one. I will say that. But he did not end up making the number one spot. At number one, Christian McCaffrey of the San Francisco 49ers. No doubt there. Does it all. But we heard Raheem Morris say it. We heard Bijan Robinson talk about Raheem Morris saying it. They do want to use Bijan Robinson as a Christian McCaffrey this season. So that, if you feel good about that. So Christian McCaffrey at number one running back for the San Francisco 49ers. Number two, Breece Hall of the New York Jets. Very good young running back. Has had to deal with some injuries, but still very, very good running back. Number three, speaking of dealing with injuries, Nick Chubb has dealt with a lot of injuries, but he is still that dude. He comes in at number three, running back for the Cleveland Browns, Georgia boy as well. Number four, Saquon Barkley, now with the Philadelphia Eagles, signed with the Eagles this offseason, as we all have that will document it, because the Eagles and the Falcons were intertwined in that tampering story, but I digress on that. Anywho, Saquon Barkley comes in at number four with the Philadelphia Eagles. And number five, a guy we might have forgot about a little bit, but Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts. He is still a really good running back. He has dealt with some injuries as well. Wasn't a part of a great team last year. But Jonathan Taylor on the Indianapolis Colts comes in at number five. At number six, if you had Bijan Robinson slated here, you were correct. He comes in at number six. To close out the list really quick before I get into what they had to say about Bijan. Bijan at number six, obviously our running back here for the Atlanta Falcons. At number seven, Josh Jacobs of the Green Bay Packers. Now, remember, he is no longer a Raider. He signed with the Packers this offseason. Jahmyr Gibbs, the second-year running back with the Detroit Lions. He had a nice season last year as well, helping the Detroit Lions get to the NFC Championship game. Derrick Henry, King Henry, down to number nine, but he's still really good. Older, but still really good. Now running back for the Baltimore Ravens. And at number 10, another young running back, Travis Etienne Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Honorable mentions were Aaron Jones, Kenneth Walker III, Isaiah Pacheco, James Cook, Alvin Kamara, Joe Mixon, and DeAndre Swift. These other guys I'm about to list off also receive votes. Kyren Williams, the Rams running back, James Conner, Cardinals running back, the Titans running back, Tony Pollard, Raheem Mostert, Miami, Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, Detroit Lions running back, David Montgomery, New England Patriots running back, Ramondre Stevenson, and Washington Commanders running back, Austin Eckler. So receive votes, but they did not make the list, but they did receive votes. So as I told you, Bijan Robinson did receive some number one votes as the number one running back. Obviously, 22 years old. Here's what they had to say about Bijan. They said Robinson didn't quite validate, and this is from Jeremy Fowler, by the way, senior NFL reporter for ESPN. He says, quote, Robinson didn't quite validate the hype as a rookie. His 976 rushing yards in 2023, which tied for 15th in the league, fell short of projections for the number 8 overall pick in a run-heavy offense, to be sure. Robinson's usage, despite his obvious ability to shake defenders, was curious at times. Robinson got more than 15 carries in 4 of 17 games. The production is not all him. He's the top 5 talent at the position right now. That is what an NFL personnel evaluator said. And how Bijan Robinson is not a top 5 like talent? I mean, he, of course, is a top 5 talent. Again, as the NFL personnel evaluator said, the production numbers, definitely not all on Bijan Robinson. Arthur Smith, it seemed like, kind of eased him in to the NFL, kind of eased him into his role. And sometimes he would get a good amount of carries. Sometimes he wouldn't. Like it was by Jeremy Fowler. His usage at time was curious. Like we as Falcons fans said it a bunch of times last year, not using Bijan Robinson more. Why do we not just hand the ball off to Bijan Robinson more? So I definitely agree with that. So his year two expectations obviously now are pretty big, especially after hearing Raheem Morris said, we want to use him in a Christian McCaffrey role. Do everything we can to get him situations, and we're just going to do everything we can just to get him the ball, period. Robinson did lead the league last year with 5.2 yards per carry against boxes of 7 or more defenders. His 35 explosive plays ranked 3rd for a running back. So, again, it's not the fact that he wasn't out there making plays. He wasn't out there getting yardage. He wasn't out there scoring touchdowns, because he was making guys miss in a phone booth. He was running by guys. He was juking guys out of their shoes, breaking ankles, doing all that. It's just he wasn't getting the ball as much as he could have or should have. And again, that's mostly on Arthur Smith, and that's part of the reason why he isn't here anymore. But anywho, Bijan Robinson is definitely, in my opinion, a top five talent. I think you could honestly maybe put him over Jonathan Taylor right now, but it's close. I could see why you would make that argument. It's a good discussion. Here is a NFL offensive coach and what they had to say about Bijan Robinson. They said, quote, if he gets to the second or third level, he's incredibly hard to tackle. Deceptive speed once he gets loose. He reminds me of LeSean McCoy. Very elusive. Really hard to touch of again. That's an NFL offensive coach saying that. So high praise for Bijan Robinson there. And again, this first top 10 list that's going to – we're going to have all the positions ranked in the top 10 list. We'll see how many more Falcons crack these top 10 lists. Again, that ESPN surveying league executives, coaches, and scouts. We'll see how many more Atlanta Falcons make the list. But Bijan Robinson, top 10 running back right now in the NFL, and I definitely think that is true. Real quick, I do want to get to this sound from Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, because he was talking about how he would format – N18 NFL game schedule. Take a listen.
Do a normal bye week schedule that it is now, like have it spread out, but then like week 13, do like the Pro Bowl break where you're doing like the 7-on-7 and all the skills challenges NBA does, because I think that would get more ratings for the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
And then it would also give everybody that bye week going into like the last six games. Mm-hmm. Guys that are injured that would be able to potentially come back, and you want your best players out there as a league. You want them in the last 6 weeks of the season. You want your best players on the field. So I think that would be a smart idea.
I don't necessarily disagree with him about the Pro Bowl being midseason, but nobody's going to do it. Like, no NFL player, no NFL coach, no NFL team, no NFL owner would want their guys competing in the Pro Bowl with a chance of getting injured midway through the season. Absolutely not. Again, I don't think Joe Burrow is wrong about it would help the ratings, but it's just not going to happen, especially with guys that are already banged up. Like, they're not going to want to even take a chance of potentially losing anybody else. So, look, I don't blame him for putting it out there. I don't think it's a bad idea. But it ain't going to happen. As simple as that. But I did think it was interesting to hear. You can always tweet at me your thoughts at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms. When we come back, we will wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of Hometown Tech and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Treble in for Mike Johnson all week long. We will see what they got coming up on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.